Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. Then, looking in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. And Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Ammon. And Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiad. Abiad begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliad. Eliad begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathan. And Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. End of Matthew chapter 1. Thank you, Father, once again, for the wonderful privilege of being able to come to you in prayer every single day. Thank you for being a Heavenly Father that always, always, always has a listening ear for the prayers of his children. What a privilege and an honor it is for us to be able to walk with you in prayer day by day. And thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift and privilege of being able to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you in the word of God every day. Thank you for the wisdom, the counsel, the power, the grace that pours into our minds and our hearts and our lives as we read and meditate on your word. Father, more and more stir us to grow in our understanding and our commitment to both understand the great blessing of being a student of your word and understand the blessings that flow in us and through us as we fill our hearts and our minds and our lives with your precious and powerful word. With every passing day, empower us all to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word, and thank you so much for your sovereign plan of bringing Jesus through the line of David. Heavenly Father, I ask that we'd spend more time meditating on your scriptures, that we'd spend more time meditating on your word, on your commands, on your will. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for showing us such personal, intentional love and that we can live from an outpouring of that. So Heavenly Father, just ask that we'd spend time fully meditating on your ways. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. In view of what we'll be focusing on the broadcast today, I want to share, as we normally do, we often share discipleship articles that we're encouraging you to email us to get copies of for your own personal walk with the Lord, but also as tools to help you to disciple your family and tools for you to forward and share with others as the Lord leads you, fellow church members, maybe family members, or saved or unsaved individuals. The title of this article is Consuming the Word of God Daily. Again, the article title, Consuming the Word of God Daily. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Again, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Then Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Any and all believers are wise to have the habit of reading significant portions of the Word of God every day. What does it mean to read significant portions of God's Word each day? Seeking to grasp the meaning and understanding of what you read is important. Also, the amount of Scripture you consume is important. Sometimes a believer may make a statement like this, I read a promise verse every day, so I've done my Bible reading for the day. I would compare that to someone eating a spoonful of cornflakes and saying, well, I've eaten today. Both the time and effort that a believer spends reading and meditating on the Word of God, as well as how much of the Word of God you read, are important and significant. Reading three chapters in the Word of God daily is basically a good spiritual meal, quote-unquote, meal for a day. However, if a person decides that three chapters a day isn't enough for them, wonderful. You can't overeat God's Word. The more you read and consume the Word of God, the more His anointing is working in and upon you. It's important both to read and listen to the Word of God. Listening to the Word of God as someone else reads or listening to it in recorded audio form can be very fruitful and edifying as well. However, nothing should or can ever replace the personal reading of the Word of God for an individual believer. Sometimes one might meet a person who says, I'm just so busy, I don't have time to read my Bible. Allow me to share the Greek word for that kind of excuse, baloney. We all have time for what we choose to do. Making time to read the Word of God should be a priority and something we do early in a day if we're able. Normally, we always have time for what's first. Please make getting into the Word of God every day a very high priority in your life. And parents, please encourage each of your children to read the Word of God aloud to you on a daily basis. Time spent reading and consuming the Word of God for any and all of us is time wisely spent. Why don't you decide to start this very important habit of reading God's Word every day today? Again, the title of the article, Consuming the Word of God Daily. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're very honored to introduce as our phone guest today a student at Belhaven University. His name is Joshua Lopez. Joshua, how are you today?
Doing well, Pastor Joseph. Doing well.
All right. Well, honored to have you on today, and grateful to make your acquaintance at least by phone. And Joshua, we had the privilege of being connected with you in relation to Mr. Frank Laws, who works in the as a part of the faculty and staff there at Belhaven University, connected us with you and told us about a great and an exciting project that you're helping to spearhead. So would you take time to further introduce yourself, and then we want to dive right in to talk about the project that you're spearheading that's going to take place this Saturday, October 4th, at Belhaven University. But if you'll take a moment now to further introduce yourself to our listeners, please do.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm Joshua Lopez. I'm a student at Belhaven studying business and interdisciplinary studies. I'm a double major. I'm actually in my fifth year here. Just continuing to work. I also serve on Belhaven's Leadership Council, which is a student government type organization where we help throw events on campus, and I serve as Belhaven's ministry coordinator for that. But yeah, that's kind of me right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, I didn't ask you the specific title of the project, but you're spearheading a project. My understanding is that you're spearheading a project whereby you all will be reading the entire New Testament in one day. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So the title is pretty much exactly what you said. It's New Testament in a Day. That's what we've been calling it for the past. We've been running this for 4 years now. This is the fourth consecutive year we've been able to put this event on the Belhaven campus.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the details in it, because now, just so that you know, too, again, a project like that excites me because as a pastor of just about 50 years, one of the biggest challenges I've seen in the lives of so many believers is many believers have never learned the importance of reading God's Word every single day. And it's such a transforming and empowering part of our Christian walk that when believers are encouraged and through individuals who may be encouraging to read the Word or maybe through projects like these, it can be life-changing because sometimes people will pick up for the first time the understanding that, yes, I need to start reading my Bible every day. So tell us some more details about exactly how this project will go. Tell us now, what time of day will you get started?
Yeah, so for this year, we're starting at 4 a.m. going all the way till midnight. We found that publicly reading the entire New Testament can take anywhere from 18 to 20 hours, so we kind of give ourselves some buffer room and some ability to take breaks. But yeah, we'll start this Saturday, October 4th, at 4 a.m. in the morning, just reading through, as you said, the entire New Testament. We'll be spending some time kind of reflecting throughout it, giving pauses and time for prayer. But really, it's been such a wonderful opportunity to understand what the Lord is trying to say in a bigger picture context. I know for like me personally in my scripture reading that sometimes I get bogged down in the like chapter to chapter nuances, and like I love reading and getting that deep, rich understanding. I think it's so important. But then I also think that sometimes we miss out on the benefit of understanding like the overarching story of Scripture and what it has for us. And so,
Joshua, I'm gonna jump in right here. We're gonna pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Joshua Lopez. He's a student at Belhaven University, and he's spearheading Reading the New Testament in a Day. We'll be right back.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living Word. Faith now, come on.
Sent down from glory. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Pray, send down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Music of Fred Hammond, You Are the Living Word. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Joshua Lopez. He's a student at Belhaven. He's a senior at Belhaven University, which is a university in Jackson, Mississippi. And he's the leader of this project he's spearheading the project whereby they will be reading all the way through the New Testament in one single day. So, Joshua, as we begin this segment, would you take time to pray for our listeners to have ears to hear any and everything the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Dear Lord, I just thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for all the different listeners all over the country who are tuning in. And Lord, I just pray that you would give them ears to hear your word being spoken throughout this broadcast, Lord, and that whatever your spirit would do moving in their hearts to inspire more scripture reading in the lives of so many believers, Lord, that we know that all scripture is breathed out by you and profitable for teaching, correction, and reproof, Lord, that this may be found true in our lives, that we rely on your word and who you say you are and who you are, Lord. And so I just pray that this is an encouragement to all the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. And Lord, thank you again for this project. Thank you for putting it on Joshua's heart to help spearhead it. Thank you, Father, for the witness of the school, Belhaven University, and the many ways it impacts students, has and continues to impact students' lives. And thank you for the fact that a project like this goes far beyond the bounds of the academic world, but can touch and encourage others. Lord, I pray that many students from other schools will be inspired to bring the same event to their school. And Lord, help us to grow our understanding of how important it is that we be diligent students of your word who read your word every day. Help us to be diligent as parents, to have our children read the word aloud to us daily. And help us to be diligent in encouraging others to start the habit, the spiritual habit of reading the word of God each and every day as well. And Lord, we're just believing you, Lord, to do exploits through this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen. So, Josh, you said you all will begin at 4 a.m. in the morning with the reading, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the official title of the project, one more time, is?
New Testament in a Day.
New Testament in a Day. Okay, then. About how many students would you guess, I think you told me the other day when we spoke that you have some signed up, but you also typically have some sign up at the last minute, but if you can think on average about how many students may participate in this reading project, what would be your guess or a kind of an average number?
Yeah, so for our readers, the students who actively engage in that, we usually have somewhere between 20 and 30 different people read throughout the day. But then beyond that, we'll have people attend and come by and listen. Some people who are just walking past will come and join the group of people and just sit down and listen. And so that number is closer to probably 40, 50, maybe even 60 students, community members, faculty, alumni, just throughout the day will come and stop by. Some will stop by for just a moment and just pause as they're walking and then keep going. And some will join and listen. We've even had almost every year, I think we've had someone stay for the entire 20-hour period.
Mm. Oh, you have had some that stay for the whole period?
Yes, sir. There's always at least one every year who will come at 4 a.m., stay the whole time, all the way till we finish Matthew to Revelation. It's a very wonderful thing, but it's also wonderful having just to see people who maybe weren't originally planning to come by. We intentionally do it in a public location so that people who are walking past, just going to the cafeteria at Bellhaven, who maybe didn't even hear about the event, can just hear the word of God even just for a moment. And I think that can have a big impact on people's lives, even if they don't realize it.
Well, you know, Joshua, I'm hoping that there will be people that that are listening, maybe that live in the Jackson area, who may decide, well, we're going to bring our whole family and come and listen for a while. Because, again, doing something like this is much more significant than one might would think on the surface, because it's so important for us as believers to keep in mind what the Word of God is. The Bible is the best-selling book in the world, has been for centuries, and it continues to be the best-selling book for good reason. It's authored by the creator of the universe. And, you know, we live in a world where people read a lot, but there's nothing better that you can read than the book that's inspired by our Heavenly Father. And, of course, God used 40 or so authors. But it's, in the truest sense of the word, the Bible is an autobiography, a book by God, about God. And so I don't think I can overemphasize how important I think the fact that you listen to the Lord in starting a project like this. It's much more significant than many people might realize. So again, thank you for letting the Lord use you. Now, tell me again, now, where on campus will you actually be doing the reading?
Yeah, so we'll be right outside of Bellhaven Student Center. It's kind of just in the heart of campus. We'll be just in the lawn. We'll have picnic blankets, rocking chairs, some light snacks as well, just right there in the heart of campus. So any and all who come by. I mean, the university is in the center of the Bellhaven neighborhood, so community members are welcome to join as well. We've had moms with strollers in the past just come and sit and listen for a while. So it's just right there open.
Okay.
Right outside our student center.
Well, some students, for example, like my guess is probably in the course of the day, many students will just come by, maybe weren't planning to come by, but may accidentally come by. Can you share maybe in years gone by, what are some reactions of persons who maybe didn't know what was going on, but just come by and maybe listen? Can you think of reactions sometimes people may have had to this project of publicly reading the Word of God?
Yeah, I think some people are surprised. I think we don't read scripture publicly or out loud as often as we ought to. I think a lot of times people view scripture reading as more of a private endeavor or a small group, like Bible study endeavor. But so we definitely had some like, oh, what are they doing over there? But I think that intrigue is kind of the starting point, the launching point to gain more interest in like, oh, this is a good idea. I think we should be reading scripture out loud more. And there's plenty of people who love it and are really excited that we're doing this. I know we've had multiple professors just be so passionate that they'll take it upon themselves without even being asking to like advertise it in their classes and encourage the whole student body to come. But I think really it's a big encouragement to those who do and come and listen, just to see what the Lord has for them. That, like it said, all scripture is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness. That you could come while we're reading the Gospel of Matthew in the morning, or come while we're working through the letters of Paul. That at every moment there's things to be caught out that the Spirit points out to individuals, like different scriptures, maybe gives them a new context that they hadn't really seen or heard before, where a scripture verse just kind of hits them in a new way. And so we've had a lot of really positive feedback of people just being excited, being confused, but wanting to be a part of it, I think is the biggest thing.
That's good. That's good. Do you personally have like a favorite chapter in Scripture that you especially like, or maybe one, a few? Do any come to mind that you think of?
Yeah, I think some of my two favorite chapters is actually Ephesians chapter 2 and Philippians chapter 2. Those are two passages of Scripture that I very thoroughly enjoy.
Okay. Would you read either one of those? Would you take time to read that for us?
Yeah, I'd love to read Ephesians chapter 2 for y'all.
Okay. Please go right ahead.
Reading out of the ESV, it says, Ephesians chapter 2, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit."
All righty. Thank you, Joshua, for taking the time to read that chapter. Of course, a very powerful chapter. Of course, every chapter in the Bible is powerful. But thank you again for taking the time to read that then.
Yeah.
So, now, Joshua, if someone listening, maybe they're a student on the campus of another school and they're thinking, I want to figure out a way to help bring that to my school, can they get in touch with you to talk to you about that, you maybe helping them to do that?
Yes, of course. They're more than welcome to get in touch with me either through email or phone. My phone number, would that be the best way to go about that, I think?
Whatever. I would think email would be easier, but whatever you wish to, either one or both, if you'd like to share. So.
Okay. Well, I'll share my email. My email's just my name, Joshua Lopez, at students.bellhaven.edu. That's probably the email I check the most frequently.
Okay. Say it one more time.
It's Joshua Lopez, J-O-S-H-U-A-L-O-P-E-Z, at students.bellhaven.edu.
All righty then. And I'm going to share my email secondarily if someone wants to reach you through me. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And if we can help you make that connection, we'd be glad to do that as well then. So, well, again, Joshua, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'd encourage the listeners that it may seem like a daunting task to read through the New Testament a day, but I mean, this whole event was just started by me and two other friends late one night wondering if it was possible. And it's inspiring to see how the Lord can work through small conversations that, you know, again, just me and my friends decided to do it one day and started working through and figuring out. So feel free to reach out, but also there are so many wonderful ways the Lord can move through ideas.
That's right. That's right. Well, Joshua, thank you so much for being with us today, and keep up the great work, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Joseph. I appreciate you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, our phone guest on with us today was Joshua Lopez, a senior from Belhaven University. And I want to say very clearly, it excites me to hear about projects like that, because again, it's a project like that that the Holy Spirit can do so much more than many a believer would understand, because God's Word is the key to everything in life. And the fact is, we can't read and study the Word of God too much. Any believer that becomes a serious student of Scripture, they're blessing themselves in ways we don't really fully comprehend. Because remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. When you're reading the Word of God, you're spending one-on-one time with your Savior. And Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him. So if you don't have the habit of reading three chapters a day already, today is a good day and a great day to start that habit. And, you know, for people that ask the question, well, what's the best translation? Well, you know, Dr. Woodrow Kroll answered that question. He said, the best translation is the one that you're going to read. So if you're reading the Word of God every day, again, that's a habit that's just going to bless you. You know, obviously, there are a few translations out there you really want to steer clear of, but by and large, there are some great ones out there. Reading the Word every day will bless you in so, so many ways. I want to take time to go ahead and share another discipleship article, as we often do. And keep in mind, we're encouraging you. Please email us to get a copy of any one or all of the ones that we've shared, because, again, our goal is that you'll have it if you simply email us for it, you'll have it as a discipleship tool for your own walk with the Lord. But also, please do use it, dads and moms, as a tool to disciple your family, but also forward them to other people, because the fact is, for many of people, it's life-changing if someone forwards them a discipleship article that teaches them about spiritual habits, spiritual disciplines. You know, John Wesley's word for spiritual habits was means of grace, and that's exactly what it is. It's a means whereby we can draw in more and more of the grace of God. Can't earn grace, but there are certainly things we can do to cause the grace of God to pour into our lives in greater measure and reading the Word of God is certainly one of those. This next article is entitled, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day. Again, the title, God's Word, 3 Chapters a Day. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Practicing daily spiritual habits are necessary in our daily walk with the Lord Jesus. Why is that true? Because followers of Christ are to be passionately faithful in the way we follow Christ. In life, we form habits to help us consistently do things that are important to us and to our lives. Habits that help us accomplish the goals we believe are important in our lives. I regularly encourage believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Word of God every day. This habit is one of the most important ones in our lives we could establish. Why 3 chapters and why every day? If a believer reads 3 chapters in the Word of God daily, that can be a basic spiritual meal. It might be that you read the same chapter 3 times, or you may read 3 different chapters. Either one is fruitful and wise. How is this helpful? The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you're reading the Word of God, it's one-on-one time talking and spending time with the Lord Jesus himself. It's your daily appointment time with him. The Lord Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with him in his Word. It's important for us to read the Word of God every single day. Just as our bodies need physical food every day, so too we need to feed our spirits daily as well. God's Word is food for our spirits, like physical food is food for our physical body. Feeding your physical body every day can help you to be strong, vibrant, and healthy. Feeding your spirit, the Word of God daily, can help you to be strong, vibrant, and healthy spiritually. Now, if a man or woman only ate a small snack once every other day, soon he or she would find their body growing physically weak. Likewise, when a believer only reads a verse or two from the Word of God every day or every other day, he or she will become spiritually weak. Sadly, it appears that too many believers live on what you could call a starvation diet spiritually. It's spiritual neglect. Too many believers may not even pick up a Bible for days in their life. It's for this reason that many believers are spiritually anemic, spiritually weak and frail when it comes to spiritual things. My suggestion to you is today, start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in God's Word. It's a way of blessing and rewarding yourself. See Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, and Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Why not start rewarding yourself today? Here are 10 great reasons to start reading God's Word every single day. First, it tells you genuinely how to be saved and how to grow up in your faith. See John 3:16, Psalm 119, verse 105, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Next, God's Word gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. See Psalm 119, verse 105, 2 Timothy 3, 15 to 17. Another reason, reading the Word daily empowers your prayer life. See Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Another reason, reading God's Word daily sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more clearly in your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Next, reading the Word daily ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. See Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Another reason, reading the Word daily helps you maintain your mental health. According to Dr. Paul Meyer, reading the Bible every day is the best medicine for your mind. Next, it increases God's anointing in every area of your life. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Another reason, reading the Word daily increases your wisdom in every area of your life. See Proverbs chapters 1 to 3. Another reason, reading the Word daily enhances your intellect and personality. It literally can increase your IQ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. And then finally, reading God's Word daily is important because it pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. See 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Reading 3 chapters a day from the Word of God will bless you and your life tremendously. Let's make it a high priority. And parents, we're wise to have our children read 3 chapters aloud to us every day also. It will greatly bless them, you, and your home. And again, the title of that article, God's Word, 3 chapters a day. And so, again, hope that you, if you'd like to get a copy, email us at joseph@afr.net. And so for time reasons, we may not get to conclude this next article, but I want you to really think about it and give it some consideration. It's entitled, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Again, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4, 12. Then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 to 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 18. Then 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 50 to 51. Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Again, 1 Samuel 17, verses 50 through 51. Every disciple of Jesus Christ would be wise to strive to become a kingdom warrior. A kingdom warrior is a disciple of Christ who skillfully puts the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, to work every day. We live in a world where all people everywhere are facing intense spiritual warfare every day in our lives. We face it at home, at school, at work, in public, everywhere. We see it in the news about our government, in our culture, and all across the world. What if people say that they don't want to be involved in spiritual warfare? And what if a given person says that they don't want to have anything to do with spiritual warfare? None of us have a choice in the matter. Like civilians who happen to live in a war-torn land, war has come to us, like it or not. Since we have no choice but to face spiritual warfare in our lives, then let's face it head on. We can live like civilians and just be victims of the killing, abuse, problems, and difficulties of war. Or we can choose to become well-equipped soldiers and warriors trained for spiritual warfare. Hopefully, all believers want to become warriors in God's kingdom. With God as the supreme authority, who wouldn't want to follow him into battle? The most powerful weapon in the world and in the universe is the Word of God. Here are 7 ways that we can put the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work in our lives and in our world. And as we do, we can become mighty men and women of God who know how to win battles in life. Again, here are 7 ways to use the Word of God every day. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All of these uses are related, but none of them are quite the same thing. You can read the Word of God, but not hear it. You can hear the Word of God, but not obey it. You can believe the Word of God, but not choose to pray it. For time reasons, we're going to cut off there. But if you'd like to get a copy of the article, again, the title of this article, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Father, thank you again for every single listener. Stir the heart of every listener, Lord, to become a much more diligent student of the Word of God. I pray that every single listener will choose to become one who reads at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day and who will be blessed because of such a very vitally important and fruitful habit. And Lord, help us to be wise enough not only to do that in our own lives, but help us to make it a habit by the power of your Spirit to encourage others regularly to start the same habit in their lives so they too can receive the great blessing and benefit and encouragement that comes from reading your word each and every day. Thank you for that opportunity. And help us as parents to be diligent to teach and train our children to read aloud to us daily and thus so that they too will be blessed by the benefits of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make the step of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you and make you brand new, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now and give your life to Him? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent, and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you daily. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to live an obedient life following you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we would like to be in touch with you. Let me remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to send you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us and get in touch again. At email joseph@afr.net. And please pray much for Joshua Lopez and those working with him on this powerful project. Again, New Testament in a Day project that will happen at Belhaven University. And pray for the Lord to really bless it and use it to touch and bless many all over our nation and beyond. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.